Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf. Hey, we left off on daf Daladam Beis. We are at Amrle Ravina La Amemar, about 8 lines from the end of the page on daf Daladam Beis. Last word on the line is Ravina. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They shall all return home safely. And also by Daniel Goldstein, in honor of his father, Ivan Goldstein, Yitzchak Leib ben Mordechai Halevi, on his 10th yard site, which is Thursday, the Neshama Shavna Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for these sponsorships. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. We were discussing the authorship of our Mishnah, and we had suggested that Rebbe is the author of our Mishnah, and it's just that he holds like Rabbi Akiva in one matter, and he holds like Rabbi Ishmael in a different matter. Now, as far as holding like Rabbi Akiva regarding being chay of a korban for a shavua l'sha'avar, that assumes that he darshins ribui mi'at ribui and not klalu pratu klal. So the Gemara is going to, the Gemara was in the middle of discussing, does Rabbi really darshin ribui mi'at ribui and not klalu pratu klal? So we're in the middle of that conversation, what we can prove about Rabbi's methodology of drasha in general, because that will make the difference as to whether Rebbe could in fact be the author of our Mishnah, whether the Mishnah is going l'shitaso. The Gemara is then going to discuss what the word v'ne'elam means. V'ne'elam means that a person doesn't realize, but does that mean that he once did realize? So when it came to Yediyas HaTomah, we said, oh, v'ne'elam, that he forgot that he was tameh, it must be that he had a yediyah mitchila. But is that always what the word v'ne'elam means, that he originally once actually did know? So the Gemara is going to try to show that the word v'ne'elam is also used by not only by Tuma, but also by Sota, and also about Torah in general. And therefore, we're going to try to figure out what the word Vinelam actually implies. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how we have mentioned that Yitzios HaShabbos are Shtayim Shein Arba, but there is a parallel Mishnah Masech HaShabbos that gives us not four cases of Yitzios HaShabbos, but eight cases of Yitzios HaShabbos. So why is it that our Mishnah only mentions four cases of Yitzios HaShabbos? Then in Amud Bey, in the middle of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss Maros Negoyim, and we're going to specifically refer back to the very first Mishnah in Meseches Negoyim, where it talks about the Shnayim Shein Arba of the Maros Negoyim, and we're going to see if that Mishnah could be following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva has a unique Shita about Siruf of different Maros Negoyim, when different Maros Negoyim can combine with each other to make up the full shear of a Negatzara'as, and we're going to see whether the Mishnah that lists the four Maros Negoyim could possibly be going like the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So let's begin again. We are at Amrle Ravina Le Amemar. Last word on the line is Ravina on Daf on Daf Dalet and Beis. So Amrle Ravina La Amemar. Ravina says Amemar. Rebbe Darsh Ribuy Miyute. Is that true that Rebbe Darshins Ribuy Miyut Ribuy and not Klal Uprat Uklal? VaRebbe Klal Uprati Darsh. We find that Rebbe has the methodology of drasha called Klal Uprat. Where do we find that? Titania, there's a brisa with regard to an Eved Ivri. If an Eved Ivri is not interested in leaving his Adon after his 6 years of service, so we know he gets his ear pierced, his right ear on the cartilage of the ear gets pierced. So the Torah says, Marzeya. The Torah actually says, V'lakachta es ha-marzeya v'nasata ba'azno v'adelas v'yilucha Eved Olam. That they pierce his ear and he becomes an Eved Olam. So he has to use a Marzeya. That's the instrument, and that's the implement that he uses to pierce the ear. So, in the other Marzeya, I would only know to use this particular sharp tool. Minayin l'rabos, how do I know that you could also use hasol, a sharp piece of wood, v'asira, and a sharp thorn, v'amachat, a needle, v'amekadech, v'amachtev, other types of metal, sharp kelim. So, tamalomar, v'lakachta, it says v'lakachta, called of shenilkach biyad, which implies anything that you could take by hand. That's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Tosfos points out that when we say l'rabos kol davar nilkach biyad, lav davka damima itzam, doesn't mean everything that you take by hand, because to take some sort of chemical, that for sure doesn't work. But okay, but it's most things that you can take by hand. So Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe says, no, Marzeya, Ma Marzeya Miyuchat Shel Mateches, Av Kol Shel Mateches, that whatever you're using must be a sharp metal instrument. It cannot be a sharp wooden or any other material of instrument. V'amirin b'maykamifli, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Why is it that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda thinks that it could be any sharp instrument, and Rebbe thinks it must be metal? So Rebbe Darsh Klal Uprati, it must be because Rebbe Darshins the Pasuk in the Klal Uprat manner, that it says V'lakachta, so that's a Klal, so it sounds like you could take whatever you want to do the Ritziah of the Eved Ivri, but then it says Marzeya, and that's highly specific, so it sounds Dafka or Marzeya, and not anything else, but then it says V'nasata Ba'azno Vadelas, which is a Klal, so Klal Uprat Uklal Yetadan Ella Ke'ena Prat, so it has to be something that's similar to the Prat. So just like Marzeya is made out of metal, any Kli that's made out of metal, it doesn't have to be Dafka Marzeya, but it's got to be Ke'ena Prat, it has to be similar to Marzeya in that it's made out of metal. Rabbi Yosef reviewed the Darish, and Rabbi Yosef reviewed the Darshan's Riboy Mute, that he looks at more expansive and more limited terms, not through the lens of Klalu Prat, but through the lens of Riboy Mute. So when it says V'lakachta, that's a Riboy, that tells me you can do anything. Then it says Marzeya, that's a Mute, so that tells me already only things that are Domel le Marzeya, but not specifically limited to Marzeya, because if you Darshan Klalu Prat, so when you have just a Klalu Prat, in Bechlal El Masha Prat, then it limits it exclusively to the Prat. But if you dash in Riboy Miut, when you have the Riboy Miut, if you had just a Riboy and then a Miut, you would already say with the Miut that it doesn't mean just the Miut, it means anything similar to the Miut. Ooh, and then you have another Riboy at the end of the Pasuk. So that tells me not only things that are similar to the Miut, it's everything except for the thing that is most dissimilar to the Miut. What's most dissimilar to the Miut? Sam, that's the only thing you're not allowed to use, but you want to use a sharp wooden instrument or any other type of instrument, that's perfectly fine. But bottom line is, what we see over here is that Rebbe uses the methodology of Klal Uprat and not the methodology of Ribi Miut, which is against what we said yesterday. So says the Gemara, because yesterday we showed from Pidyon HaBen that Rebbe uses Ribi Miut when it comes to what you could be poda a child with. So says the Gemara in Bialma Klal Uprat Darsh. You know what? You're right. Rebbe generally uses the methodology of Klal Uprat. V'hacha over here by Pidyon HaBen, Hainu Taima. The reason he uses Riboy Miut is K'de Tana D'Bei Rabbi Shmuel. He's aligned with the Tana D'Bei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana D'Bei Rabbi Shmuel, because it says the Tana D'Bei Rabbi Shmuel taught in a third context, in the context of the kashrus of fish, Bamayim Shnei Pa'amim. It says the word Bamayim twice. It says Azet Tochul Mikol Asher Bamayim, lo snapir v'kaskesas bamayim bayam v'nechal mosam tochelu. So there's a klal of bamayim, and then another klal of bamayim, and then it says bayamim v'nechalim, which is a little bit of a prat. So you have, it's an unusual one. It's two klalim followed by a prat. So ein ze klalu prat el ribu yamiut. So because it's two klalim followed by a prat, then we stop using klalu prat. Then we treat it as if it's a ribu yamiut ribu. Meaning when you have klal, then prat, then klal, so Rebbe's going to say, okay, klal, prat, or klal. But if it has klal, klal, prat, we pretend that the prat is in between the klal and the prat, but we don't use klal or prat, we use riboy miut. That's why he puts the two klalim together, because if the Torah wanted us to darshan klal, prat, or klal, it would have put the prat in between the two klalos. And by Pidyon HaBen, the Torah also has two klalos followed by the prat. It says Upduyam Ibn Chodesh, it says Tifte, and then it says Berkhasaf Shamesha Shkalim. And that's why Rabbi Darshan's Riboy Miut specifically by Pidyon HaBen, because by Pidyon HaBen it was the two expansive terms followed by the more limiting term. But generally speaking, when you have Klal, then Prat, then Klal, Rebbe's going to Darshan Klal Prat Klal, not Riboy Miut Riboy. Virabanan, what about the Rabbanan that disagree with Rebbe and Darshan on the Pasuk of Pidyon HaBen? With the klal prado klal, why do they darshan klal prado klal and not riboy miyut riboy? After all, don't they agree that it's unusual to have two klalim followed by a prat? What do they make of that? Some ravina kadam riboy marava. They assume like what the people used to say in Eretz Yisrael that kol makom shatamotzi shtei klalos hasmuchu zel zeh. Whenever you have two klalos adjacent to one another, and then you have a prat, hatel prat b'nein v'don m'kal prat, that you can pretend that the prat is in between the two klalim, and you could treat it like a regular klal prat klal, and therefore, pidyon haben is treated like a regular klal prat klal. Okay, so now let's revisit our original conversation. Sahashe damit Rebbe klal prati darish, bal karcha kasha shavuos. Wait a second. If Rebbe darshan's klal prat klal, then Rebbe can't be the author of our Mishnah, because the author of our Mishnah has to assume riboy miyit riboy, because the Mishnah and Shavuos, our Mishnah about Shavuos says that there's shtayim shein arba, and if we darshan the pasuk o nefesh ki si shava levate besfasayim laharao leitiv lekol asher yivate adam b'shvua as a klal upratu klal, then you're only going to be chayiv karban shvua al ha'asid, not al ha'avar. And there aren't four Shavuos that you're chayiv a karban on. So ella b'shvuos nasav alib d'Rabbi Akiva v'leilo sfirilei. So we have to go back and say that enochinami Rebbe, when he taught this Mishnah is about shtayim shein arba by Shavuos, is teaching the Mishnah within Shitas Rabbi Akiva, at least the Shavuos part of the Mishnah within Shitas Rabbi Akiva, who Rabbi Akiva darshins ribui miyat ribui, but Rebbe himself enochinami does not darshin ribui miyat ribui. Rebbe himself darshins klal upratu klal. So that part of the Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva's methodology. Rebbe doesn't happen to hold of that. Rebbe happens to hold klal upratu klal. Period. That's the end of that sugya. So gufa, now going back to the brisa itself. Minayin sheinu chayav el al sheish v'yediya b'tchila v'yediya b'sof v'helim bein atayim. How do I know that a person is only going to be chayav for tumas mikdash u'kedashav if he had known that he was Tameh, forgotten that he was Tameh, and then went into the Beis HaMikdash, and then afterwards realized again that he was Tameh, that there has to be a Yediyah B'tchila, Yediyah B'sof, and a Halama B'in HaTayim. How do I know that? Talmud Omar, because the Pasuk says, V'nelam, V'nelam, Shnei Pamim. It says, V'nelam Imenu V'u Tameh V'asham, and it says, V'nelam Imenu V'u Yodav V'asham. So we learn from the first Nelam that only if there's a Helam Tumah, you're Chayav a Karban, but not a Helam Mikdash or a Helam Kodesh, not if you didn't realize the place you walked into was the Mikdash, or the food you were eating was Kodesh, and since the second Vinelam is extra, we darshan it as if it says Vuhu Yada before the second Vinelam, meaning that you need a Yediyah B'tchila, and a Helam should be after the Yediyah. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Rabbi Omer, Eino Tzarich. No, you don't have to take the words Vuhu Yada and take them out of their simple meaning and put them in between the two of Anelams. We could learn as follows. Harei Omar Vinelam. The word Vinelam itself implies Meklal Sheyada, that you once knew. You don't forget something that you didn't know. Vinelam means that he had forgotten something, that it was hidden from him, but that which was once revealed to him had become hidden from him. Vu Yada, Harei Kan Shtei Yedios. And then on top of that, it says Vuhu Yada. So Vinelam itself implies one Yedia. Vuhu Yada is explicit that there's a second Yedia. So there is a Yediyah B'tchila, Yediyah B'sof, and you didn't realize in between. Im kein matam lomer v'nelam l'chayev v'al helim tuma v'al helim mikdash. Aye, why then does it say v'nelam a second time? That's to teach me that you're chayev on helim tuma and helim mikdash as well. Meaning that's Rabbi's shita in disagreement with Rabbi Akiva, that you're chayev not only if you didn't realize that you were tameh, you're chayev also karban if you realize that you were tameh, but you didn't realize this place was the Mikdash, or this food was Kodesh. So Amar Mar, Vinelam Mechal Sheyada. So says Gemara, let's look into that. The word Vinelam implies that you once knew. Well, my mashma, how do you see from the word Vinelam that you once knew? Amar Rav Midlochsiv, Vihi Aluma Mimenu. Because it could have said, Vihi Aluma Mimenu, that would imply that you never knew. By saying Vinelam, that implies that you once knew. So Amar Abayis, Abayis says, okay, let's see how the word is used in Tanakh, and we'll see if it holds water, that it's true, that vanilla means that you once knew. Elameyat, if that were the case, that vanilla means that you once knew, and just right now you forgot or don't know. Kabesota d'chsiv, by a sota, it says, vanilla me'enei isha, that the husband did not know that she had stira, that she had yichud with this fellow that he was mekanei her about. That sounds that originally he knew that she had stira with him, and only afterwards he had forgotten about it, because it says vinela, and vinela means that he once knew. Well, if he knew that she had that she had stira with him, and nevertheless the husband continued to live with his wife, mi batku lamaya, does the whole parsha of Soti even work in such a case? Va'atanya, didn't the Braisa teach us that when the pasuk says "Vinika ish ve'avon ve'ishahi tisas avona," that the husband did nothing wrong, he is innocent, and the woman is going to have to bear the burden of her sin? Doesn't that teach us "Bizman shoy ish menuka me'avon hamayim botkin esishto"? If the man is in fact innocent, then the meisota will work on his wife. But eina ish menuka me'avon eina mayim botkin esishto. If the husband had a yedia mitchila that his wife had yichud with this fellow, so he's not menuka me'avon, because he was not allowed to be boel her. So you see that the word vinelam in the context of sota can't imply that he once knew, because if he once knew, then this whole parsha sota shouldn't apply. Visu, and I'll give you another example where the word vinelam is used. Gabe Torah, in the context of a description of Torah, Dixiv, the pasuk in Iyov says, vinelma me'enei kolchai u'me'ov ha'shamayim nistara, that the actual value of Torah is hidden from everybody. That implies that originally someone knew the full value of Torah, because it says vinelma, which sounds like there was a previous idea. But vaksiv, but doesn't the pasuk there in Iyov say that lo yada enosh erka, that nobody knows, nobody in the entire world knows the true full value of Torah? So you see that you cannot use the word vinelma to teach me that there was the idea b'tchila. No one ever had the idea b'tchila, not in the parsha of Sota, and not when the description in Iyov of Torah. So Elam Rabbi Kasav Rabbi Yedia Space Rabbo Shema Yedia. Rabbi holds the idea that a person learnt when he was a young child, the very knowledge that a person who touches a sheretz becomes tamei, that's also called Yedia. And Rabbi's Mimait from Vinelam, that din, not that you had to personally know about the situation, but the din, what Rabbi learns from Vinelam is that if a person never even had Yedia Space Rabbo, he never had a Jewish education, he never had enough of an education to know that a person who touches a sheretz is going to be tamei, then he's not going to be chayev a karban. The case of chayev is that a person went to yeshiva, he went to Talmud Torah or whatever, and he learned that someone who's nogea b'sheretz is going to be tamei, and he learned in cheder, and he knows that he was nogea b'sheretz, but he just didn't pay attention to the fact that he's going to be tamei. Right? There are a lot of kids that learn that if you touch a sheretz, they don't know what a sheretz is. They don't know. So they touch something, and they just didn't realize. They know exactly what they touched. They didn't realize that they become tamei as a result of this negiah. And then he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, where he eats kachim, he's going to be chayev a karban. And the same is true by sota. The idea that's necessary is that the husband has to know that if his wife is nitma, that she's asura to him. So and the same is true when it comes to yediya satorah. Even at the time that it's ne'elma, and you don't know the true value of the Torah, but you know there's such a concept called Torah. You know that there is Torah in the world. You have some basic understanding of the broader concept. So the Ramban raises the question: why does Rabbi need to learn Yediyah Space Rabbo from Vinelam? The Gemara says that you need Yediyah Space Rabbo even when we don't have the word Vinelam, because the Gemara says in Shabbos that a tinok that's nishpa leben agayim, or a gershon is gayer ben agayim, and he does malach on Shabbos is pater. So even though the word Vinelam doesn't appear by Shabbos, if a person never learned about Shabbos, they were raised by goyim, they never heard of the concept of Shabbos, they're going to be pater from for their violations of Shabbos. So even it's not even shogeg, they're going to be pater from a karban. So the Ramban answers that over here you need that he knows that the sheretz that he touched is tamei, and that a tamei person is usher to enter into the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas by Shabbos, it's good enough to just know that there is something called Shabbos, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu said not to do malacha on Shabbos, even though he never knew that plowing is a malacha or cooking is a malacha. He never knew that this is a malacha, but he knows that there is such a thing called the malacha Shabbos. Shabbos. And the reason is because if he didn't know that there's a malacha that's asur on Shabbos at all, so then it's not even called a shogeg. The Ramban further answers that it could be that Rebbe disagrees and holds that even a tinuk shenishba and does malacha on Shabbos is taka going to be chayiv. Who says that the Rebbe holds like that that Gemara? That's the second answer of the Ramban. So anyway, so says the Gemara, Amrle Rav Papa Abaye. So Rav Papa says to Abaye, how can you say that the idea that you need is the idea based Rambo, Ela de Katani, that which it said in our Mishnah by Tumas Mikdash Kadashav, Ein by Yediyah B'tchila, V'yesh by Yediyah B'sof, Me Ika Delesbi Yediyah Beis Rabo? The Mishnah spoke about a guy who didn't have Yediyah B'tchila. But if you're defining Yediyah as once having learned in Cheder that there's such a thing as a person becoming Tameh from touching a Sheretz, is there a Jew alive who doesn't have Yediyah Beis Rabo? So says Maramlai in. Unfortunately, there are Jews alive that do not have the Yediyah Beis Rabo. Mishkach so B'tinuk Shenishba Lebein Anachrim that we do find with a Tinuk Shenishba Lebein Anachrim. Now who knows? Maybe they're even kids that go to yeshivas and they never taught them about a person touching a sheret becoming tamei. They're busy teaching them other things, so they didn't learn about that. They have to know all the gematrias for the seder, so they don't have time to learn about a tamei person touching a sheret. Okay, so that's so it is possible that you could have a Jew who doesn't even have that basic level of Yediyah. When it comes to Yediyas HaTorah in general, there's a famous passage in the Alter Rebbe, in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The first Lubavitcher Rebbe rewrote all of Hilchos Talmud Torah. He wasn't satisfied with the way the Rambam set up Hilchos Talmud Torah, so he reorganized the whole thing, and he rewrote Hilchos Talmud Torah, not al-Seder Shulchan Aruch, not al-Seder the Rambam. He put it in his own Seder. But one of the things he writes over there is that a person needs to know Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Shebichsav V'Shebal Kula, which means to know all of Tanakh, all the halachos psukos of the Torah, and the Taryag mitzvos with their details. And he says, you know, it's Rav Shach always points out. You see, it's not that much. You have to know Shas and Tanakh, and you know, it doesn't mean you have to know every sefer on everybody's bookshelf. You know, you don't have to know, but you have to know all of Torah Shebichsav and all of Torah Shebal Peh. And he quotes from the Chachmei Emes that Kol Nefesh Mi Yisrael has to keep on coming back through Gilgulim until he's Mekayim all of Taryag Mitzvos B'maisa Dibur Machshava, and the Dibur and the Machshava is the learning of the Halacha. So until one masters or learns all of it, then he's going to keep having to come back, and then he gets into having to learn Sod and Pardes, you know, things like that. So in our Sugya it says that even where it says in the Torah the Lashon of Ne'elam, it's not Muchach that there's anyone that knows it, because of the Torah it says so nevertheless, says Lo Yada Enosh Erka. So no one really knows all of it. So the Tzafnas Paneach, the Rugged Shavar asks in Hilchos Shuva, he says Yediyah B'Miktsas generally is Shema Yediyah. The Gemara is going to say on Daf Yutes that according to the Tanakhama, Miktsas Yediyah is Kikol Yediyah. So he says, I don't understand. No one has a Miktsas Yediyah in Torah. In Torah, you get to Miktsas Yediyah. Moshe Rabbeinu says it was only missing the Shar Hanun, that 50th level. So even he was missing something. So everyone has a Miktsas Yediyah. So the Rugged Shavar has a famous Yesod where he says there are two types of Shiurim. There's a Shir Nikuda and a Shir Tziruf. That sometimes you have a situation where there's a Shir that's Mitztarif. So even a part of the Shir is considered a Miktsas of that thing. And sometimes a part of something is an absolute zero. That until you have all of it, you don't have any of it. Meaning there are quantitative differences, and there are cases where what looks like a quantitative difference is in fact a qualitative difference. And the Rugged Shavar suggests, fascinatingly, he says that many things, it's a sheer tziruf. That if you have, I don't know, a half a kazayas, so you're halfway toward a kazayas. So you have something, you have mitzvahs. He said, when it comes to Torah, it's not a shir tziruf, it's a shir nekuda. That if you don't have the entire realm of kol Torah kula, what you have, you don't really have either, because all of Torah affects each other. So for a person doesn't have, what's the lashon of Yonasan Sacks likes to use, free reign over the entirety of kol Torah, something like that. If a person doesn't have full mastery of all of it, so then we're always missing even that which we we do have. Okay, so anyway, so it says the Gemara Vayter now. Yitzias Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. So we said that Yitzias Shabbos is Shtayim Shein Arba. So it's not awesome. Well, we have a Mishnah in the very beginning of Masechta Shabbos. Yitzias Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim and Shtayim Shein Arba Bachutz. That over there it says there are eight. There are Shtayim Shein Arba that are Bifnim, meaning two cases of an Isra Tzah. That are bifnim and two cases of otzah where you're bachutz. Meaning, when we say shnayim shein arba bifnim means two cases that you chayv, two cases that you're potter when you're bifnim. You have an ani standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim outside and he takes something and he is machnis it into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and puts it down there. So chayv. You have balabayis in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, sticks his hand out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, takes something and brings it into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, chayv. And then you have in both of those cases he's chayiv because he did a full malacha and he did the akira and the transference from one rishus to the other and the hanacha. But then you have two cases of patur. You have an ani who's standing in rishus rabim, takes an object from the rishus rabim, puts it in the place, transfers it over into the rishus yachid. But instead of putting it down there, the balabais takes it from him and he puts it down there. So the ani didn't do the whole malacha. Or you have al balabais in rishus. He sticks his hand out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and the Ani puts the item in his hand. So the Balabais didn't do the Akira. And then the Balabais brings it inside. So that's going to be Pater because no one did the full Malacha. And then you have a Balabais, then you have Shtayim Shein Arba B'chutz, two Isuri Otsa'ah where there's Otsa'ah the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and Yerchayiv, and two times where there's Otsa'ah the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim where you're going to be Pater. And again, it breaks down the same way. If you do the whole, if the Balabais does the whole Malacha, the Ani does the whole Malacha, or they do half of the malacha. So and then you're going to be potter. So Mishnah Hachadetan Shtayim Shein Arba V'sula. Why is it in our Mishnah? It says by Yitzias Hashabbos Shtayim Shein Arba, and that's it. It's just Shtayim Shein Arba. Or Mishnah Hasam Detan Shtayim Shein Arba Bifrim Shtayim Shein Arba Bechutz. And why over there does it have Shtayim Shein Arba both Bifrim and Bechutz? So it says Gemara Hasam over there Masechta Shabbos the Ikar Shabbos who we're supposed to be talking about Shabbos because that's Masechta Shabbos. So Tani Avos Vital. It teaches us the av of hutzaah as well as the tolda of hachnasa. Hachnasa is from the rishos ha-rabim to the rishos hayachid. That's not mefurish in the Torah. That's only a tolda. Hacha the lavik or Shabbos. But over here, where we're not primarily talking about Isurei Shabbos. Avos Tani told us lo Tani that it only teaches us about Hotza'ah and it doesn't teach us about Hachnasa because that's not Mefurish in the Torah. Tosfos points out, wait a second, By Maros Negaim over here, it's definitely teaching us about Toldos, even though this isn't Iker Negaim. We're learning Shavuos now. We're not learning Negaim over here. So Toldos says, because you cannot find Maros Negaim that are Shtayim Shein Arba unless you include the Toldos. By Shabbos, you can have Shtayim Shein Arba without including the Toldos. So if you just stay in the realm of Hotzah without Achnasa, you already get Shtayim Shein Arba. Toldos in Masechta Shabbos raises the same question and says that the Toldos of Maros Negaim are different Toldos than the Toldos of Shabbos. Toldos of Shabbos not mentioned in the Torah. The Toldos of Maros Negaim are mentioned in the Torah. That the Torah itself refers to the Tolda. It's just called the Tolda because it's not the Iker Mara, but the Torah says Sapachas, that there is a secondary Mara to each of the Iker Maros. Okay, the Gemara says, but we don't like that answer. Avos Maininu. What are the Avos in Yitzios HaShabbos? It's Yitzios. It's when you take something out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Yitzios Tarti Havyan. But there are only two Yitzios. The Mishnah says it's Shtayim Shein Arba. V'chitema, maybe you say, no, it is Shtayim Shein Arba. Mehen l'chiyuv, mehen l'ptur. There were two cases of Yitziyah, where you take some of Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, where you're going to be chayiv, namely the case where the Balabais did everything and the case where the Ani did everything, and two cases of Yitziyah, where you're going to be Pater, where the two different cases where each one did half. But Yitzias HaShabbos is mentioned in the Mishnah together with Maros Negaim. Mahasam kulu l'chiyuva. By the Maros Negaim, all four are l'chiyuv. They're all four Maros Negaim. You're going to be chayiv. Avachu kulu l'chiyuva. So over here also by Yitzias HaShabbos, it means to say that all four otzaos are l'chiyuv. So the kasha of why it is that comes back. The kasha of if the Mishnah only mentions avos, meaning it only mentions otsaos, so there are only two otsaos because there are only two otsaos at your chayiv. So why does it say shtayim shein arba? So El Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says no. You know why it says eight cases in Shabbos and only four cases here? Hasam di ikar Shabbos tani chiyuvi upituri. Hacha chiyuvi tani pituri lo tani. Over here in Echinam, you're talking about both avos and toldos. Shtayim shein arba is four cases that you're going to be chayiv between hotzah and achnasa. You have the ani doing the full hotzah, the ani doing the full achnasa. The balabai is doing the full hotzah, the balabai is doing the full achnasa. So those are four cases with the avos and the toldos where you're all going to be chayiv. In Mesechta Shabbos, we have cases where you're takapater, where it's the one does the akira, the other does the anacha. So that's why we have eight cases in Mesechta Shabbos. So chiyuvim meininu, what are the yisurim that you're chayiv on that the Mishnah is speaking about? Yitzios tarti udavin. But I thought we're only talking about Yitzios over here. Yitzios is only two cases. So says no. Shtayim dotzav, shtayim dachnasa. No, we mean to talk about four cases: two Yitzios and two achnasos. Says Gemara, but it doesn't say achnasa. For Yitzios katani, it says over here Yitzios hashabbos hashtayim shein arba. It doesn't say Yitzios vachnasos hashabbos hashtayim shein arba. So Amar Rav Ashi, Tana achnasa nami hotzah karila. That the Tana uses the term hotzah as a more general term that includes hachnasa as well. Mimai, how do I know that the Tana uses the word hotza'a to include hachnasa as well? Ditanan, because we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah goes through the Malachas and Rasa and Shabbos, right? Probably the most important Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, Shabbos Tafayin Gimel. The Mishnah says that the Malachas are Bam Chasrachas, and here they are, and it just lists all of the Malachas of Shabbos. So it says, Hamotzi Mirshul Surashos Chayiv, that if you're Motzi Mirshul Surashos, you're Chayiv. Milo Askin and the Kamayla Yule, doesn't that include hachnasa? Meaning Mirshul Surashos doesn't only mean from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus Rabbim, it also means from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yachid. And yet, for Kokari Lei, Hotza'a. And the Tana still calls it Hotza'a. So you see that that Hachnasa is also called Hotza'a. So says Gemara, V'dilma Kamapik, Mirshus Yachid to Rishus Rabbim. No, maybe the Mishnah is only talking about actual Hotza'a, when you take something out from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabbim. And that's why it calls it Motzi. But maybe in Achinami, if the Mishnah were talking about being Machnis from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yachid, it would not have called it Motzi. It would have called it Machnis. So says Mar Im Kain, if that's true that the Mishnah is only talking about being Motzi to Rishus Rabbim, Nisni Motzi Mer Rishus HaYachid Li Rishus HaRabbim. When the Mishnah is listing the Malacha, it should have said, not just Motzi Mer Rishus Rishus, it should have said that you're taking from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabbim. My Mer Rishus Rishus, why the purposely vague term of Mer Rishus to Rishus, which doesn't say which Rishus to which? Ta'afilu Mer Rishus Rabbim Rishus HaYachid. Even if you're taking from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yachid, and V'kakari La'otza'a, that's also called Hotza'a. So you see that even a Hachnasa is also referred to as Hotza'a. So says the Gemara V'taymimai, what's Taka, the reason that the Tana calls Hachnasa Hotza'a? So Tana kala kiras chefetz mi mekomo Hotza'a karila. Anytime you remove something from its original place, that's called Hotza'a, meaning that it's all a Hotza'a. Hotza'a means you took something out. Out of where? So we thought that it meant out of a more private domain into a more public domain. No, but it means out of its place. Wherever the object started is considered its place, right? That's why even when it comes to being Mavir Dalet Amos Berishus HaRabbim, we call that's under the rubric, under the malacha of Hotza'a. Because wherever it was, the Dalet Amos around it, that's its place. So when you take it from its own Dalet Amos to outside of its Dalet Amos, that's a Hotza'a from its place. That's the point. So Ravina Masnisin, the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos Nami Daika is also meduyik this way that we call Hachnasa Yitzia as well. The Katani, because it says Yitzio Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba Befnim V'Shtayim Shein Arba Bechutz, and then V'Kam Mefarish, and right away the Mishnah starts elaborating Hachnasa, and it starts giving me examples of Hachnasa. So Shema Mina. So you see that included in Yitzio Shabbos are also Hachnasa. So now the Gemara says, Or Rava Amar Rishiyas Katani Rishiyas Shabbistayim. When the Tanna writes Yitzios, it doesn't mean Hotzah and Achnasa. Yitzios HaShabbos means that there are two basic Rishiyos in Hilcha Shabbos. There's Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim. That's what he means. Yitzios Shabbistayim Shein Arba means Rishiyas Shabbistayim Shein Arba. That there are two basic Rishiyos of Shabbos, and that's what our Mishnah is trying to tell me, that Yitzios HaShabbos is two Rishiyos where you have four different Yisurim that you're going to be Chayev on. Whereas Masech HaShabbos, it means to describe the Yitzios HaShabbos, which are the Shtei Rishiyos, which are four different Yisurim Bifnim, and four different Yisurim Bechutz, but some of those Yisurim you're going to be Chayiv for, some of them you're going to be Pater, because you don't do the entire Malacha, it's only Pater Aval Aser, because you're only doing part of the Malacha. But that's what we say, Yitzios HaShabbos Shtayim means Shtei Rishiyos of Shabbos. It doesn't mean the act of Hotza'ah. It means the types of domains that there are from a Hilchos Shabbos perspective. Okay, now we move on to Maros Negayim. So Maros Negayim Shnayim Shehein Arba'a. There are two Maros Negayim which turn into four. So the Gemara brings the very first Mishnah Maseches Negayim where it goes through the same thing. Tanan Asan, the very first Mishnah Maseches Negayim, Maros Negayim, the Maros of a Nega, that a Mitzora who has a Nega from those Maros on his body becomes Tameh and he has to bring a carbon for his Tara, Shnayim Shein Arba'a. There are two Maros that are explicit in the Torah. It says Adam Kiya Va'or Besaro Se'es O Sapachas O Beheres. So you have a Se'es and a Beheres, Shein Arba'a, and those, and they have two additional Maros that go along with it. So one Mara is Beheres, so the one that's written beferish in the Torah, and that's Azok HaSheleg. A Beheres is a very, very sharp white, a bright white color like snow. Shniela, the sapachas of that, the tolda of a Beheres, is Kisida Hechel. It's like the white plaster of the Beis HaMikdash, which is less bright than Sheleg. Then the second Maranega that's mentioned beferish in the Torah is Se'es, which is Kitzemer Lavan. That's like white snow that's been untouched when on a snowy day, where the snow has not yet been touched, where it's pure white, which is less Ketzemer Lavan, like white wool, like the sheep's wool, that where the sheep has not gotten dirty yet and he has not sullied himself at all, which is less sharp than white snow, but it's brighter than the Sidah Heichal. The Shniela and the Tolda of the Se'es is Kikrum Beitza, which are the shell of the egg, which is less bright than the white wool and less bright than the sid of the Heichal. So it turns out the order of whiteness of the four Negaim are a Beheres, which is Kesheleg, and that's an Av, right? The snow, a Beheres that's white as snow, which is an Av. Then you have a Se'es, which is Kitzemer Lavan, which is like wool, which is also an Av. Then you have the tolda of Sida Heichal, and then you have the tolda of Krum Beitza. So the Sida Heichal, which is among the toldos, is the brighter of the two toldos, is the tolda of the Beheres, which is the Av, that is the brighter of the two Avos. And the Krum Beitza, which is the less bright of the two toldos, is the tolda of the Se'es, which is the less bright of the two Avos. So one aligns with three, and two aligns with four in the order of brightness. So now, the Mishnah Maseches Negayim in the first parak talks about being mitzarif maros negayim. They could have two maros, so they could be mitzarif with one another. Let's say you have one mara that's only the size of a half of a gris, and another mara that's the size of another half of a gris. The shear of a nega that's mitame is the size of a full gris. So you could be mitzarif the two of them together in order to be mitame this mitzora. So says the Rabbi Akiva has a unique shita about being mitzarif maros negayim. So I'm Rabbi Chanina, man tana maros negayim. Who's the tana that taught that first mishnah in Maseches Negayim about the four levels of maros negayim? Dilok Rabbi Akiva. It cannot be going like Rabbi Akiva. Di Rabbi Akiva, because if it were going like Rabbi Akiva, kivin damer zolam alamizov zolam alamizov. Rabbi Akiva holds you can only be mitzarif two maros that are right next to each other in the order of whiteness, that and not not, you can't skip a level. So the Marus are Baheres, which is like Sheleg, Se'es, which is like Tzemer Lavan, Sida Heichal, and Krum Beitza. And it's got to be in that order that they're mitzarif with each other. Well, Im Kain, if the Mishnah were going like Rabbi Akiva, and he's one that taught that the Marus of in the Lashonos of Avos and Toldos, and yields each Av has a Tolda, well then Tiharta Sid Heichal Milatzarif. Well then you made it impossible for Sid Heichal, which is the Tolda of Baheres, to ever be mitzarif with any other nega. Why? Badimal litzrafe. What are you going to be mitzarif the Sid Heichal with? Litzrafe badi Baheres. You're going to tell me I should be mitzarif with the Baheres, which is like white as snow, and that's the Av of Sid Heichal, that it's a chatzi gris of a Baheres and a chatzi gris of Sid Heichal. You can't be mitzarif them, because he can say istadifa minei, because you have the Mara of Se'es, which is more white than the Sid Heichal and less white than the Baheres, in between them. And Rabbi Kiva holds that you can only be mitzarif two that are right next to each other on the list. So litzrafei bahadei se'es. So what, you want to tell me, let me be mitzarif together with the se'es, which is just a little bit whiter than it? Well, that doesn't work, because lav tolda didehu. It's not its tolda. Remember, it was 1 and 3 and 2 and 4. So it doesn't line up according to Rabbi Akiva. So says Gemara, ihachi krum beitza nami badiman litzarfi. If you're going to say that Rabbi Akiva holds that a mara can be mitzarif only with that which is above it, so then krum beitza also has nothing to be mitzarif together with. Because what are you going to do? Litzrafe ba'adei se'es. You're going to tell me, let it be mitzarif together with the se'es. Ikasid adif mina. You have sid in between it. Litzrafe ba'adei sid. Let it be mitzarif with the sid. Lav bar minehu. It's not the same min as the sid. So hi, my bishlama. So says Gemara, what's the comparison between sid heichel and krum beitza? From sid heichel you could ask. From krum beitza you can't ask. Bishlam below sid heichel. I understand. Without the kasha of sid heichel, krum beitza lo kasha. Krum beitza doesn't bother me. The af al gav. The krum beitza. Even though krum beitza is lower than se'es, Rachman Amar v'la se'es v'la sapachas. So sapachas tefeil v'la se'es afal gav d'manchas aminei tuva. You have a gzeris hakasav that even though it's distant from it in the level of whiteness, then it could still be mitzarif with it. El sid heichal kasha, but sid heichal is going to be a problem. Elim mechavarta masnisin delok Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, we must come to the conclusion that the very first mishnah in Maseches Negayim is not going like the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from Vav Amud Aleph. Everyone have a great day.